Oh, okay, sure. All right.
Yep. Sorry.
No, go.
It's a new board, new CEO. So on the membership, I think that membership should be free. I think it should be open to all registrants following the Canada model.
Okay, noted.
Seems to work quite well. I think
Sarah might disagree with you, but yes.
Well, I don't know about that. I've spoken with them actually. So, okay. The next one was the on the tender for the registry. So, what date was that going out? Do we know? Or
The project around that again will be presented to the December board meeting. With a view of having the exercise completed as best as possible by the end of next year.
Will it be a public tender? Like, is it international companies can go for it, or is it selected tenders?
Do you have a company in mind?
Sorry?
Do you have a company in mind?
To what?
It's a serious question. Is it going to be a closed tender?
The standing resolution is an expression of interest exercise. I am well advanced at identifying likely targets on who we would make initial contact with if that was the board's resolution. Whether or not it would be a public exercise, we need to do a little bit more work, particularly around this issue as critical infrastructure, because if we go too public and we do have a FIRB dimension as part of it, it will certainly delay the process substantially. So there is a lot more regulatory analysis we need to do around that.
Yeah. And earlier in starting your speech, you were talking about security and DDSO tax and things. Seeing that we actually have now a foreign company which owns Oz Registry, does that pose any security risk to our namespace, I suppose?
I don't think that question has any relevancy to the current operations.
Okay, we might talk offline. And
sure.
Obviously, if you've got a USA company and someone wants to hack,
The acquisition was very public. There was full disclosure of the acquisition. The Commonwealth was informed of impacts around that.
And all assets and operations at most.
So they've done a risk analysis of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Sean.